This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone who follows, subscribes, listens to the podcast, everywhere your podcast. Of course, our video feed, 94WIP, the YouTube page. Leave a rating and review where you get your podcasts. And leave a question there for the show, a topic, an idea, something you want us to address, and we will address it on the show as we go throughout the next couple months here. So leave a review, leave a rating. Appreciate it. Helps the show grow as we get closer and closer to a really big time in Philadelphia sports with, of course, the NFL season starting and the Major League Baseball playoffs not that far away. The Phillies, after a win last night in Toronto, and the bats came alive. A couple home runs by Bryce Harper. So I see the power come back for Bryce, who has four home runs now in his last 40 plate appearances. That was a big story. The Phillies have outstanding odds to make the playoffs. Baseball Reference has them at 93.3% to make the postseason right now. So really, it's about fine-tuning. It's about making sure they are ready for the postseason when they get there. And really, it's about setting up their playoff rotation. And that brings us to Aaron Nola, who was on the winning side last night. But Aaron Nola didn't pitch very well. Aaron Nola has not pitched very well all season. And we've been waiting to see, is this going to change? When it's going to change? Aaron Nola now has a 4.58 ERA through 25 starts. He has allowed a ridiculous amount of home runs, 27 home runs. It is tied now for the most he's ever allowed in a season in his career. He allowed 27 in 2019, but that year he made 34 starts and threw 202 innings. This year, he has made 25 starts and thrown 153 in the third inning. So he is way beyond any sort of home runs he's ever given up in a season. He's allowing 1.6 home runs per nine. It is not good. It is not good, and I don't see how it's getting better. Last five starts for Aaron Nola, if you're like, oh, maybe there'll be some improvement here, he's allowed 18 runs. He has had starts of four runs, 1, 5, 5, and 3. Aaron Nola's been a major disappointment. And really now the question is, what do the Phillies do with Aaron Nola and how do they fix this? I mean, short term, they could give him a breather the way they're giving Taijuan Walker a breather right now. They have six starters. They could use this opportunity with a pretty decent lead in the wild card race. And like I mentioned, the pretty significant odds to make the postseason. They could do that. They could give him a breather for a start or two the way they're doing with Walker now. Let's say Walker comes back next week, and they kind of shuffle a new guy to the quote-unquote shelf or whatever you want to call it. I mean, it's really just a breathing area for a starting pitcher to just skip a turn or two. The Angels are doing this with Otani, the Phillies with Taijuan Walker. If you have either a guy that's a little banged up or a little bit of a surplus of starting pitching, you could do it. And the Phillies obviously been afforded some off days here this week where they really – could do this and get away with it. They don't have quite as many off days moving forward, but they do have a six-man rotation and every Thursday off for the next 5 weeks. I mean, they have 4 weeks. They have the 24th today, the 17th, 24th, 31st, 7th. So starting today, five straight Thursdays off. You sprinkle in one Monday at the end of September, and you have six more off days this season along with the six-man rotation. You can do this. Now, my guess is they're not. Rob Thompson was on with the morning show on WIP last week, and he was really asked specifically about Aaron Nola and the idea of a little break, a breather, put him on the shelf, however you want to call it. And he said unless there is an injury, he wouldn't do that with a guy like Aaron Nola. Now they're doing it with Taijuan Walker. Does that mean there's an injury at Walker. I don't know. But with Nola, it continues to be the same stuff we've seen all year. It continues to be the same issues we've seen all year. You know, it's everything across the board is the worst of his career, or at least the worst since maybe he debuted in 2015. I mean, his fielding independent pitching at 4.25 is the worst we've seen out of him ever in his big league career. His strikeout to walk ratio of 4.10 is the second worst, it's the worst he's had since 2019. Every year, including 2020, 2021 when he wasn't great, 2022 he was outstanding. They're all better than this. You know, he kind of settled into a different level of pitcher starting around 2018, and you know, from 2018 to 2022, Nola had a 4.40 strikeout to walk ratio. It's 4.10 right now, so it's down there as well. It's across the board, but it's mostly the home runs. You know, you look at Aaron Nola's whip, you look at the guys he puts on base, his walk rate is certainly higher than it has been in the last 2 years. Last year was 1.3, year before was 1.9. But he's had years, you know, especially the first half of his career, where his walk rate was pretty similar to right now, which is 2.3. You know, it was 2.9, it was 3.6, it was 2.5, it was 2.6, it was 2.4, which is not outrageously great, but it's also not bad. Now, the last 2 years, under 2.0 per nine was outrageously great. So it's we know the issues. He leaves the ball. He walks more batters this year than he did last year, and he allows more home runs. But his hits per nine are not appreciably up. You know, it's similar to where it has been in other years. I don't think he's getting hit, you know, so much harder than he has in the past. You know, when guys are on base, Aaron Nola has issues. It's that really nothing's changed over the course of the season, except that it hasn't changed. I mean, that really has been the issue here more than anything else. And for the Phillies, they could put him on the shelf for a little bit. That's certainly possible. I doubt they'll do it. The other option, and I think the more likely one, and probably the better one, is to just cross their fingers that Aaron Nola turns some sort of a corner before we get to October. Because, you know, I know there's a lot of machinations, a lot of discussions on the best possible pitching rotation for October for the Phillies. Because we've got to a point now where most people expect the Phillies to make the playoffs. And I think that is certainly more than understandable, considering how good they have been since the beginning of June. The great week they had last week at home when they just beat up on a bunch of bad teams. I mean, they really beat up on a bunch of bad teams last week at home. So they've put themselves in a situation. You factor in the rest of the National League, which right now, other than the Braves and the Dodgers and the one team that will win the NL Central, it's pretty bad. I mean, there's nobody there that should scare the Phillies. The Giants are having major offensive issues right now and only have two healthy starting pitchers. The Marlins are the Marlins. The Cubs are frisky, but they are what they are. And the Padres, I'm still waiting for it, but it's getting really late for them to turn it on. So the Phillies are in a really good spot to make the playoffs. They're in a really good spot to have home field in the first round. It's about setting up this pitching rotation for the playoffs. And
with threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Let's start with this. Game one is tomorrow. Zach Wheeler is my starting pitcher. Zach Wheeler gets the ball. I trust him. He has been enormously successful as a Phillies pitcher. I mean, Zach Wheeler will go down as one of the great signings in Phillies history. He really has been that good. I love the way he's throwing the baseball right now. I love the way he's thrown it most of the year. I think his numbers are not indicative of how well he's actually pitched. His ERA is higher than his fielding independent pitching. His strikeout to walk ratio is very good. Zach Wheeler is outstanding. And since he got to the Phillies, he's earned the right to be called the ace in a Phillies uniform now for 93 starts. So he'll probably have just about 100 career starts as a Philly when he is done with this season. He currently owns a 3.02 earned run average, a fielding independent pitching of under 3, an ERA plus of 139. Wheeler's number one, and then it gets tricky for the Phillies what they do. I know there's an inclination right now, a feeling, where it's like, well, you got to start Michael Lorenzen in the playoffs because he just threw a no-hitter. I am not totally there yet. I've been very impressed with Lorenzen against Miami. And last week, what he did against the Nationals. He gets the Nationals again on Friday night. If Lorenzen continues to pitch like this, of course, I'd give him the ball when October rolls around. But let's be real about the Michael Lorenzen thing. Number one, I think he's way more of a 3 or 4 than he is a 1 or a 2. He's in a good streak right now. He's having a good year. Number two, he's bumping up against his career innings high. I don't know what Michael Lorenzen's arm is going to look like when we get to October because he's never pitched this much. And if he continues as a starter, he's going to rack up a lot more innings than he ever has. Number three, he has significant experience in the bullpen. And as I try to construct the best possible Phillies rotation and Phillies pitching staff for October, and I think we've seen this now over the past 3, 4, 5 years, where teams have stopped thinking about the playoff pitching staff like the regular season pitching staff and just think of it as, who are my best 12 arms? Who are the best 12 arms I could put out on my staff and then give Rob Thompson, give my manager, the opportunity to use those guys as he sees fit. Like last year was Zach Eflin. Last year was Ranger Suarez. Swing guys that can move around, that could do different things. Like that is where I think it is immensely important to have guys that are capable of doing. And of course, Lorenzen provides that. You know, Ranger Suarez and Michael Lorenzen provide something that I think the Phillies need in their bullpen in October. Another arm that could obviously get big outs. Because I think this bullpen, although it's been relatively good after the first week of the season, and they've had some nice moments, and they've had good runs, how many of these guys do you really trust to get outs in October? Alvarado, seemingly due back soon. That will help. Kimbrel, of course. I don't trust Sir Anthony right now. I know he's going to be part of this thing. I don't really trust him right now. You know, Jeff Hoffman. Marte's back in AAA. I mean, they've had guys in and out. I mean, Dylan Covey's got one of their best ERAs the last couple months. You want him getting big outs in October? Obviously not. So they need another arm down there that could get big outs for them. I think it could be Ranger. I think it could be Lorenzen. Taijuan Walker's got a dead arm right now. So you start kind of chopping down the whole thing here and what it looks like. I still need Nola in my pitching rotation in October. I know right now that probably sounds ridiculous, but as I look forward, which guys on this team are the most capable, not likely, but most capable in October after going through the regular season of giving me 6 or 7 quality innings? Zach Wheeler, obviously. You could say Lorenzen, but I'm not sure because of the innings limit. You could say Ranger, but I think he's been more okay than really good this year. And then you say Aaron Nola. I'd rather have Aaron Nola on the mound way more than Taijuan Walker. I think Walker has a lot of smoke and mirrors. He has good starts, but then he has starts, he walks 6 guys. I don't trust him. He has a history of falling off in the second half. The Phillies' path back to the World Series involves Aaron Nola atop the rotation with Zach Wheeler. That's got to be the goal for the next 5 weeks of Phillies baseball. Help Aaron Nola get in whatever best groove he could get in. Stop missing over the middle of the plate. Stop allowing home runs like they're going out of style and get him ready for October. Because a Phillies pitching staff without Aaron Nola in the rotation, and we have no evidence he'd come out of the bullpen. So, like, you'd almost be putting him away, like saying you're not part of the playoff rotation. There's no way you could construct the Phillies' best 12 pitchers right now and say, Joe, Aaron Nola's not part of that. I'm not taking him to October. Because I think if you do that, you are weakening your bullpen, because that means both Ranger and Lorenzen have to be in the rotation. But let's just say you take Aaron Nola away. You'd probably go Wheeler, Lorenzen, Suarez in the 3-game series in the wild card round. You wouldn't put Walker out there because he's struggling right now. Sanchez, obviously not. And then Nola, if you don't want to do that. Well, okay, then nobody from this rotation is helping in the bullpen, where I think you do need help, where I think you do need someone that could go down there and get a couple outs late in the game. So I think it is really important that Aaron Nola is still part of this postseason rotation. And I would still do it. Like, if you told me right now, I had to write the playoff rotation down right now, I would go number one, Zach Wheeler. Number two, I'd probably hand the ball to Ranger because I just think he's got moxie. Number three, I would go Aaron Nola. And then I would put Michael Lorenzen. I know he's coming. I realize he's coming off a no-hitter and an incredible performance in Miami before that. I would put him in the bullpen because he has the experience doing it. He is bumping up against an innings limit. And I think he could help in the bullpen a lot in October. Again, this is for October, not now, not today, not tomorrow. I'm talking about a playoff rotation for the Phillies because as we play this out, they're probably going to make the playoffs. They're in a great spot percentage-wise. They're in a great spot situationally. they don't have many teams bearing down on them that really could catch them. I mean, sure, could the Giants beat them a couple times here next week and get the number one spot over them? Yeah, that could happen. I mean, there's a couple games here and there that are separating these teams. But think of the gap between the Phillies and the team right outside the wild card spot. We're talking about 3.5-4 games. It's a lot. And the teams behind them, 5.5, 6.5, the Padres, whatever they are now, it's a lot of games. So the Phillies just play decent baseball the rest of the way while kind of setting things up for October. They're going to be there. I wouldn't be shocked, although I'd be surprised because Topper said no, if they give Nola a little breather. They did this with Wheeler last year, and I thought it really helped him until he probably ran out of gas again a little bit at the end of October. They could do that. They have enough of a cushion that if they think a two-week break for Aaron Nola will freshen his arm back up for October, I'm all for it because they have enough starting pitching to get through it. But I keep going back to this. The best possible Phillies pitching staff rotation, you know, group, when we get to the month of October, still has Aaron Nola behind Zach Wheeler in the starter rotation. I can't envision a Phillies run through October, deep into October, NLCS, World Series again, without a good Aaron Nola. That is the key. That makes them better because that allows you to put Lorenzen in the bullpen or Ranger in the bullpen. Heck, maybe both. I mean, if Taiwan Walker figures it back out and feels better, I mean, they could realistically could. I don't trust Walker, but they could go Wheeler, Nola, Walker, and have both Ranger and Lorenzen, and they make a super bullpen. So after Wheeler shoves in game one, you know, you could really have a lot of options for Topper to back up Nola, to back up Walker in games two and three. That is certainly a possibility as well. It's going to be fascinating. The Phillies need Nola, and I haven't given up on him yet. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following WIP Daily. Leave your review, rate the show, leave a comment, question. We'll address it on the show. Appreciate everyone listening. Have a great day. We'll talk soon on WIP Daily.